Pauline MacLean. Were you listening to that?
I was. Yeah. My heart is broken. Yeah. Wow. I mean, do you know, it's in all of this, it's the personal stories, isn't it, that really just, that get you. You know, we can kind of deal with the bigger arcs of disaster, trying to avoid it, all sorts. But when you hear such an amazing personal story, it's just, it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
But it's beautiful as well.
Like, oh, totally.
Beautiful, because love shone through every word there.
Absolutely. And I think as long as we can find the beauty in everything, then we're going to be all right.
Good to see you.
Well, it's great to be here. Yeah. The last time we spoke, you were somewhere in the corner of your house saying to me, wait till you hear this, the racket out of the birds out in your back garden, and them thrilled that there was that we were all locked down. And I was hidden in my house speaking to you. And we thought that would be the normal way for ages and ages. So it's good, isn't it, to be back and see human beings.
You're alive. You're in a pair of black dungarees and a black long sleeve t-shirt.
And everybody said, who passed me now in the corridor of RT, said, you look like you're looking for a job. I said, well, I am, really, truth be told.
A DIY job as opposed to an acting job.
Well, you know, some things never change. We take what we can get.
Well, you're here nominally to talk about stamps.
I am, because
now, what
it's
did
a
the man
thing.
From the radio say to you, or the news at one?
It was the RTE news at one as well. And apparently, I know that he was pictured. You know the way you can look in, and see your radio show being broadcast. And I did a little pre-record, you know, so that gives the people the chance as well. If you said anything wrong or naughty, that
tended
they could cut it out.
Yes, of course.
And also, we were afraid that I'd be on a bus when they'd be going live with it anyway. But they left in the following thing, and apparently he could be seen just laughing away to himself that he said it at the very end, because, you know, the Father Teds are on stamps now.
Yeah.
He said, well, I look forward to licking you and putting you on an envelope. And I said, well, I look forward to that myself. Do you know? And I thought, that's never going to make it out to the country. It did. But I do have to say that these on-post stamps, the ones that you'd buy in the post office, they are actually, they're pre-adhesived.
Oh,
whatever the word is.
And the other thing is they're for international post.
Yes, well, they're national and international.
Oh, national.
Yes.
How much are they?
You see, well, you get a little booklet for £5.70, and it's got four national stamps on them, and they've got an N, and there's a quote from each of the Fab Four Father Ted characters. So for myself, it's "Will you have a cup of tea, Father?" There's that's Mad Ted. There's "That would be an ecumenical matter," which is a marvellous thing to say to anything. And then there's the one that could cause some confusion, which is "That money was just resting in my account." Now, there is one international stamp in the pack as well, which is a repeat of one of the nationals, but it has a W on it for worldwide. And right beside it, and this is where I'm supposed to have just, they're geniuses to think of it, beside it, it says, "Careful now, just in case you are going to waste it on a national journey for your card
now.
Or your letter."
Yes, very good.
So, yeah.
Of course, they should have come back. I'm just thinking about that man. They should have come back after it, whoever was presenting the news, and said, "Down with that sort of thing."
Well, you know,
see, there's so much opportunity, isn't
so it? Many phrases, right. And in fact, people are now, some people are kind of upset that maybe the racier ones didn't make it onto a
like
stamp.
What?
But
I
keep saying to them, well, for the 50th anniversary, because these are all to
25th anniversary,
to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Father Ted. Can't believe it's 25 years. I'm only 25 in my head. How could I have been in it 25 years ago? But for the 50th, maybe we'll have things like "Feck drink arse girls," or
that sort of thing.
You get the flavour.
Yes, yes.
And people are very upset that Mrs. Doyle's "Isn't Ride Me Sideways" was another one, because let's face it, we'd all buy that stamp. Yes.
So, where we start, I have them. I think I have. "Just Rest in My Account." The money just rest. We play that through and see how it's
the
sounds.
Money from that Lourdes thing. Different thing altogether, Dougal. First of all, that money was just resting in my account before I moved it on.
It was resting for a long time, Ted.
Yes, but
a good long rest.
Do you know, here we are, we're both laughing at it.
Yes.
You know, I'm still laughing at that show 25 years on, and I have a feeling that people will be laughing, you know, at it and with it for the 50th anniversary as well.
So,
you know?
The late Dermot Morgan and Ardal O'Hanlon there. Mm-hmm. So, let's see, Ecumenical Matter. We played that out on Friday, but sure, look, we can play it again.
I was just saying, Father, how I'm looking forward to discussing the social effects of some of the church's thinking as regarding issues of personal morality.
That would be an ecumenical matter.
Yes, I suppose it would. That's a good point, Father.
Yes!
And the late Frank Kelly. It's
fantastic. You know, I think himself and Dermot Morgan would be just thrilled to be on a stamp. Yeah. You know, it's marvellous.
Like, you've arrived.
what I love about them is as well that, you know, whichever stamp you pick to go with, you know, your letter or your cards to go to a person, you can set the tone of it, you know, by just picking the right stamp.
Yeah.
But that would be an ecumenical matter. I can hardly say it myself, so I don't know how he got through it without the aid of Sherry. But it's the answer to everything. If somebody said to you, do you want coleslaw on that sandwich? You could say, that would be an ecumenical matter. You know, you don't have to be religious to use it.
Do you want a cup of tea with that?
Yeah. Then. Who's for tea?
Me, please, Mrs. Doyle.
Tea! Feck!
I'm fine, Mrs. Doyle.
You won't have a cup.
No, thanks, Mrs. Doyle. Honestly, I won't have a cup.
Are you sure now it's hot?
No, I'm not in the mood, thanks.
All right, so. I go on, would you not have a drop?
No, thanks anyway,
just
Mrs. Doyle.
Cup.
I'm fine. No, really.
I'll tell you what, Father. I've poured
seriously.
A cup for you. And you can have it if you want. Now. And what do you say to a cup?
Take off, cup!
Right. That's from the first series.
Have you made peace with Mrs. Doyle now?
There's some rumour that I had a problem with Mrs. Doyle as well, because I saw recently somebody having a go saying she wouldn't take part in a documentary they made about Father Ted. Number one, it was a terrible documentary. I know the one they mean. But I was working in another country at the time. I wasn't free to do it. But as a result, the company who made Father Ted were that hacked off that they put up that I had chosen not to be part of the documentary.
Right.
You know, look, I couldn't. So I've had to live with that now for many years. But the fact was, you know, I'm so proud of it. Why wouldn't I be thrilled?
But you know, it was like Chesney Hawkes and You Are the One, I Am the One and Only. Yeah,
that's right.
Like he had a fractious relationship with that song. Yeah.
Do you know, I think anyone though who's in a series that's as popular as Father Ted and as brilliantly funny as Father Ted, you've got to be followed around by catchphrases and all the rest of it for the rest of your life. So, you know, a day would be very strange for me if nobody shouted, will you have a cup of tea at me? Or go on, go on, go on. You know, I mean, it's one of the things about this pandemic and now that we're wearing masks out in public, you know, you kind of slip under the radar a bit. Sure, it's grand. But I'll probably miss it. In the end, I'll think, what's wrong with me today that nobody roared at me? So, you know, it's, again, swings and roundabouts.
So they're available now, £5.70 for the little pack of four national and one international.
And one international. Careful now with that one. Yeah.
Now.
And even on the booklet, it's so lovely. You know, there's little pictures of some of the characters and everything. And it says, go on, go on. You know, and there's all sorts of loveliness.
And they're designed by a Father Ted fan.
Well, yes. Now, the design detail company in Smithfield made them. And I was saying to the people in On Post when we were launching them last week, I said, you know, it's really interesting that they've picked the wallpaper, you know, to print the quotes on, because that was one of the things that was never to change, according to the writers. They said the design team changed between series one and the rest of the series. And they said, now see that wallpaper? No, you cannot change that.
And
in fact, actually, take that as your leader on how to design something. So the guy who designed it apparently is a complete Father Ted nerd, and it's made him very happy that he picked the right
thing. We'll have to get his name. We'll have to get his name.
Yeah.
So each one is against a different
wallpaper. A different kind of wallpaper. And you know, the green one you'll recognise probably from it being the main parochial room in the parochial house. And they're all kind of like retro looking, except that, of course, in the actual house itself, they probably came from the time.
But they're now, they're back in fashion
again. They are, yes, so back in fashion. And so, it makes them so
how
beautiful.
How are you apart from that?
Do you know, I'm grand. I mean, I think I explained to you before that, you know, all of this is just like me being out of work. You know, this hiding
and
at home
are
and not going.
A lot, yeah, a lot of time.
And, you know, at the moment, there's no bit by bit live work is maybe coming back. But laughingly, I have to explain to people that social distancing in a theatre for me, like I have played to 120 people in the Gaiety Theatre by accident. That was a whole audience,
yes,
socially distanced, yes, yeah. You know, so we're used to it, you know, and also just dying to be back. And I think there's a bit of an appetite for the live event now, isn't there?
Of course.
So hopefully we'll bit by bit.
Because everything is about a returning to what was before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
and
school, seeing children in school uniforms, that's a
and
thing.
And we've got to take our chances while being careful, you know, out there. Because that's the thing about wearing a mask. I mean, I know there's a load of people going, oh, it infringes your liberties and all. I say, if it helps at all, and if it protects, as
and
my
it does,
family say,
and it does.
It's protecting the world from me. My family, the MacLynns, delighted with that. If they said it was time for it. Well, you know what I mean? Just in case.
Yeah.
If it does make a difference, then it's a small little courtesy.
I've noticed you looking at my glasses. They are a bit wonky. Oh, yeah.
Well, I said on my
this,
own.
Watch this.
Oh, they are. They are.
It's a swinging arm.
Now,
it's
if my mother, Sheila, was here, she'd have a bit of mask and tape out to be taping that to your glasses. Because I sat on mine in Galway when I was minding her over the weekend, and she was there with the tape. Now, I managed to slot in the lens back in again. Yeah, because these are little bendy ones that I have on. But yes, when you're a specky four eyes, it's a hard thing, isn't it, when something goes wrong?
Yeah.
And there is, you know, as I was talking about masks, there's also the fogging up of the mask. So I'm getting the hang of that now.
Well, if you go into a motorbike shop and ask them for their visor spray.
Oh.
That's what works.
Well, no.
We got a couple of days out of that during the pandemic.
Yeah, because I'm using it as an excuse to do nothing around the house. Like, I can't, because look at my glasses are all fogged up. Damn. Yeah. So I can get the answer in a motorcycle shop. You know, there's a solution to everything, isn't there?
Yes,
you know?
And this is a solution.
It is.
The solution is a solution. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that the solution to everybody is keeping in touch with everybody, you know,
writing
during
letters.
This would be to go back to writing an actual letter. Now, I'm a great fan of sending cards. And in fact, actually, as we were talking about, you know, characters in TED. One of the last times I was in a studio with you and we were doing, you know, this song or the soundtrack of your life.
Yes, yes.
Who was listening to it in Florida but Mr. Brendan Grace before he died, Lord rest him. And I'm not even an atheist, but just in case, you know, I'd say Lord rest him. But he loved sending cards to people. And I got a card shortly afterwards to Cork, where I was doing a show in the old waterworks. And there was an... It had Father Fintan Stack on the back of it. And I thought, well, that's just, it's a fan, you know, looking for an autograph. No, I opened it up and it was Brendan Grace had sent a card to say, great to hear you on Ray Darcy recently. He was listening on the World Wide Web and he loved sending cards. So in that spirit, I would say to people, we must get back to, you know, writing.
What was his character's name?
Father Fintan Stack.
And he had a catchphrase as well.
Oh, he was awful, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
He said, which the design team who made these unpost stamps said, well, we've had our fun and that's all that matters. They actually said that in a little press release.
That's
Brendan
Grace's character.
And isn't it wonderful, yeah.
Yeah.
My parents and Ardal O'Hanlon's parents came to see the recording of the episode that he was in and they were frightened to death because, of course, we remembered him from growing up as being Butler and, you know, at his stand-up, he was one of the few people that you could go and see live in Ireland at the time, a comedian, and he was fabulously funny. And they came and saw him, and he was really evil in that episode. And both sets of parents were quite shook afterwards. Yeah,
he was brilliant in it. Great to hear Pauline. I love Father Ted and herself from Bernadette. And please, please, please say thanks to Pauline, also known as Mrs. Doyle, for launching our afternoon teas for Jack and Jill, which have had to go virtual this year. Pauline is so good to Jack and Jill, so generous with her time. Thanks. That's Carmel Doyle, CEO.
Oh.
of the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation.
Great work, yeah.
My favourite is the row with Mrs. Doyle and a friend about who would pay in the cafe.
No.
Like, you end up wrestling on the floor.
That was, yeah.
Was that a stunt double or did you actually do that?
No, I did it, but the older
lady.
Look at
you, Tom Cruise.
who has since passed on, Doreen Keogh was her name. She was also in the royal family. Doreen Cough, they used to call her in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
But she genuinely had a bad back and she was older than me. So I just said to her, you lie there and I'll just manipulate you. And that's what we did. And it was, honestly, it was to try to stop laughing was the main thing. Yeah.
The visit of Father Stone was just hilarious. Brendan Grace had a great one and Father Ted, had my fun, loved it, as Mick and me there.
Which was great, yeah.
Mrs. Doyle always cheers me up. She's a wonderful tonic, says Catherine.
See, that's the thing. Judi Dench, the great Dame Judi, said recently that all we can do at the moment is keep laughing. And I think that that's what these on-puss stamps do. They just make you smile.
Well, we just need joy, joy and colour.
That's
and
it.
Laughter
and it's
crack
still and there and we must find it.
Yeah.
And even, you know, when we lose somebody, think of the joy and celebrate them, the joy you had when they were with you. And
but that brings
it's
nicely back
do.
To Yavanna. And they're, every day they're celebrating Little Oscar.
Do you see?
Yeah.
And what a wonderful thing to do, and how else and how better to remember anyone than to celebrate them in
the
that
joyous
way.
Moments, the joyous moments. Well, it's great to see you
in
the flesh.
Marvellous to more or less still be alive.
And we didn't even talk
in
about
the flesh.
Chickens or knitting.
But I have to. I'm here to tell you that Elton John, who you helped get to Cork, to Niamh Cubie and the Mr. Weasley, he is looking fabulous at the moment. Yes, he's kind of strutting around
is
the
he?
Place, and everything. Yeah. And Mr. Darcy, who's named after you in Little Hill, Animal Rescue, he is doing great as well. He's another cockerel that escaped the egg laying industry by accident.
It was brilliant because one of the days we were speaking to Niamh about Elton John. The cockerel. We spoke to Tori Amos. You know, Tori Amos, immediately after, but she'd been eavesdropping on our conversation, so she got in on the act as well.
Oh,
so
wow. Fantastic. Well, of course, there are hen rescues all the time going on, and people, because we're resetting our buttons, as we talked about this at the beginning of the pandemic, you and I, people are, you know, they're starting to keep their own hens now that never thought they would.
I saw an article about hens being kept on a rooftop in Cork. Did you see that article?
Oh, I didn't.
There you go.
How amazing.
Sheila's been on. I bought the stamps and framed them. She's quick off the mark, isn't she? They're in my downstairs loo. Perfect.
Well,
downstairs
see,
loo. Reads Reedy stuff. A good Lou Reed, as a friend of mine coined that phrase years ago. Lou Reed. Get it?
Hey!
What about Bishop Brennan and the kick
sure
up the arse?
I'm sure he'd be thrilled at that, Lou Reed himself.
There's another one, the kick up the arse for Bishop Brennan. Yeah.
50th anniversary. Well,
Pauline, mind yourself. We'll talk to you soon.
I will. And keep writing and all of that.
And use the stamp. I think I'm just going to send them to my brother and sister in the States. I don't know if I have anything to say to them.
I have people saying to me, you got to post me a set of the stamps. Yeah, it's going to cost me a fortune, but it's worth doing. Yeah.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.